to the best of your abilities. You keep them safe. A Daredevil fic, written and read by 42, do not panic. Summary. Foggy has a bad day. Foggy has a lot of bad days, really, but this one is even worse. But he's alone with the kids, so he has to make do until Matt is back. Foggy felt like he was drunk and hungover at the same time. The world was spinning and he felt nauseous. His head was aching, his ears were ringing, and even just the thought of getting up from the couch made everything worse. If he had to pick the most fucked up and annoying one of his symptoms, he wouldn't pick the stiff joints, or the occasional muscle weakness, or even the chronic pain. Foggy would pick the vertigo. Any day, he would pick the spinning, nauseating sensation that started in the morning, even before he opened his eyes, and didn't stop, even when he was lying in his bed at night, trying to fall asleep. Papa? Foggy's daughter was calling, and her footsteps were pattering over the hardwood floor between her room and the living room. I want to show you something. Move over here, honey, Foggy called back, trying to keep as much of the sickening feeling and the pain he was feeling out of his voice as he possibly could. Could you come here, please? I'm not feeling well right now. He sat up as much as he could, took a sip of water from a bottle on the side table next to him, and put on a smile that he hoped looked at least somewhat convincing to his 9-year-old. What did you want to show me? He asked when Jackie dropped onto the couch next to him. I drew this for you, Jackie told him excitedly, holding a piece of paper with a pencil drawing in front of his face. The picture showed a pond with lily pads and frogs, a little cottage, a sky with clouds and a few trees in the background. I messed up the... It looks perfect, honey, Foggy interrupted her. I'm always amazed by how beautifully you can draw. He leaned closer, trying not to wince at the way it worsened his symptoms and brushed a soft kiss on her head. I like how you did the light and the reflections here. Foggy pointed to the water and the rays of sunshine reflecting off the almost teal-colored surface. And the froggies are absolutely adorable. Jackie blushed a soft pink and shyly ducked her head, hiding her face in Foggy's sweater. You're a good artist, sweetheart, Foggy muttered into her hair, carefully putting the picture down on the side table. Thank you. I'm going to find a nice spot for it in my office so I can see it every day at work. Jackie didn't reply. She simply wrapped her arms around Foggy's waist and cuddled closer against his side. I'm sorry you're not feeling good, Papa. It's okay, sweetie. Foggy muttered. We just gotta take it a bit slow today, okay? Yeah, Jackie hummed, resting her head on his chest. Foggy traced his hand over her back, closing his eyes and taking a deep breath when he heard another set of footsteps in the hall. A moment later, a head poked around the corner. Hey, little devil, what's up? Foggy asked. His smile was feeling closer to real now, with his daughter cuddled to his side. George stepped into the room, brushing a few strands of hair, almost as red as Matt's, but long like Foggy's, out of his face with slightly clumsy motions. He tilted his head a little, studying Foggy and Jackie sitting on the couch together. Hey, Georgie, you want to come get a hug? Foggy offered, holding out his free hand and gesturing for his son to come closer. The 7-year-old nodded, crossing the room while avoiding the heavy, fuzzy carpet that was placed in the middle of the floor and climbing onto the couch on Foggy's other side. He hesitated again, waiting until Jackie moved her arm so it wasn't wrapped all the way around their father anymore before he snuggled up on Foggy's other side. It wasn't that the boy had any problem with Jackie, but he did prefer not to be touched by almost anyone, including his sister and, at times, even his parents. "Feeling good at all today, Georgie," Foggy told him, softly tracing his fingers through his long hair. I don't think I can come play with you right now, but if you two want, we can watch a movie together. That same evening, Matt came home after a long day at work. Like every day, George listened to him leave his shoes, jacket, and cane in their spots by the door, then drop his bag by the office door and walk along the hall to the living room. The boy was watching Magic Roundabout. It was one of his favorites. Papa didn't understand why he still enjoyed it so much, even after having seen it many times already. George didn't know why he enjoyed it so much either, but he knew that knowing what would happen next was part of the fun for him. He could get excited about it without having to worry that things didn't turn out the way he expected them to. Dada! When Matt stepped into the doorway, George jumped up from the couch. He crossed the living room in quick steps. He made sure not to step on the carpet. The texture made his skin crawl and it smelled funny. and jumped into his dad's arms when he leaned down a little. "Hey, Georgie," Matt chuckled. George held onto his suit jacket as Matt shifted him to his hip. Dad's fingers found his hair, softly running through it. "Are Papa and Jackie asleep, huh?" George nodded energetically against his dad's hand. He didn't get a sound out. Words weren't his friends like they were Dad and Papa's, but he knew Matt would understand him even if he couldn't see him. "Did you watch movies all afternoon?" Dad continued, laughing softly when George nodded against his hand again. "Papa isn't feeling great, huh?" Once again, George nodded, reaching out and starting to fidget with the fabric of Matt's tie. It was smooth. The edges were pressed sharply, but they were still pliable. George had always liked playing with it, Papa says, even when he was a baby. He doesn't remember, but if Papa says so, it's probably true. "It's late, little one," Matt told him, brushing George's hair back before dropping his hand. "It's sleepy time." The boy made an unhappy sound, starting to fiddle with the knot of Matt's tie and quickly pulling the ends free so he could steal it. He didn't like going to bed. He wanted to keep watching the movie. "I know you don't like bedtime," Matt said, as if he knew what George wanted to say, even though the words still didn't work. "But you have speech therapy tomorrow morning, and we both know you get cranky if you don't get enough sleep, darling." George grunted softly, wrapping the tie around his own neck more like a scarf than a tie. Bedtime was stupid, but he liked her speech therapist. She was always nice to him, and she had fun toys. She was showing him how to make people understand him, and sometimes she lets him watch movies too, but only if he did his exercises first. And they were extra hard when he was tired. "Come on, I'll read you your story, okay?" Dad asked, slipping open a few buttons on his shirt. "And we gotta brush our teeth." The boy's eyes caught the TV, where the movie was still playing. Story time sounded good, but so did the movie. "We can watch the movie again tomorrow, but now it's time to turn off the TV and go to bed," Matt told him again. He didn't get loud or annoyed like George's teacher at kindergarten. Dad and Papa never got annoyed with him, really. George let the ends of the tie drape around his neck, then leaned against Matt's shoulders. Maybe he was starting to get tired. "Bedtime?" This time, George nodded, and the yawn escaped him as Dad carried him back along the hall to his room. Jackie woke up in Papa's arms, Dad's voice rumbling softly behind her and his hand running through her hair. Papa had helped her cut it short the other day, so the sensation was still new, but it brought a smile to her face. "Hey, my little artist," Matt hummed, softly pulling on Jackie's arm until she let go of Papa's sweater and untangling hair from his gentle embrace. "Come here, it's time for bed. You have drawing class tomorrow, sweetheart." "I don't want to walk," Jackie muttered. She didn't really open her eyes, but she noticed that the sound of the TV were gone. Her brother had insisted on watching his stupid movie again, but Jackie didn't want to stop cuddling Papa, so she stayed. They must have fallen asleep at some point. "It's okay, just hold on," Dad hummed, rushing a kiss into her hair. "I'll bring you to your room and tuck you in, then all you have to do is go back to sleep." "One music," she hummed, covering a yawn by burying her face against Dad's shoulder. "Of course," Matt chuckled, brushing a kiss into her hair. "Music and the fairy lights, and your bunny." "Bumman can't sleep without lights," Jackie agreed. She wrapped her arms around his neck and held onto her dad as he carried her away from the couch, through the hall, into her room. Dad set her down gently on her bed, finding her bunny toy just where it sat every day, and tucked them both in. "Sleep tight, my love," he muttered, ruffling her hair a little and placing another soft kiss on her temple. "Love you, Dad," Jackie mumbled. She didn't manage to keep her eyes open long enough to see the lights turn on, and even the music starting didn't register entirely as Jackie was already starting to drift back into sleep. With the kids in bed and soon sleeping peacefully, Matt turned his attention to his husband. Foggy wasn't feeling well at all. That much was obvious. It was clear from the fact that the kids had spent all afternoon watching movies. It was underscored even more by the slight chaos Matt had to navigate through to reach the couch or to make it to George's bed, and by the dishes he found stacked on the coffee table. And even without being able to see his partner, Matt knew that he probably looked the part too. "Hey, my love," Matt muttered. He had taken off his shirt, he left the suit jacket on the way to the bathroom with George, and the boy was holding his tie hostage, and joined his husband on the couch. "Shoot!" Foggy was awake with a start. almost as soon as Matt brushed a few strands of hair that had fallen out of Foggy's messy bun from his face. "It's okay, Fog," Matt hummed, catching Foggy's movements before he even had a chance to sit up all the way and softly pulling him against himself. "The kids are asleep. They were perfectly fine when I came home. Jackie was asleep cuddling you and went right back to sleep once I brought her to her room. Georgie was watching Magic Roundabout. We brushed our teeth together. I read him his favorite story, and now he's asleep as well. Everything is perfectly fine, Foggy." "Was supposed to watch them," Foggy sighed, burying his face in his husband's chest. He froze for a second, then, without looking up, asked, "Why are you shirtless?" "Thought you might appreciate it," Matt chuckled. "And you did your best to make sure they were safe. And they were safe. They had dinner and they were happy. They understand that you don't have the energy to play some days. And honestly, for kids their age, getting to watch movies all afternoon is probably the best thing they could imagine." Matt hummed, brushing a kiss on his partner's jaw. "Do you think you can get up and come to bed with me? You always regret sleeping on the couch, no matter how dizzy getting up would make you." Foggy hummed. After a moment, he sighed deeply. "Yeah, you're right." "How's your pain?" Matt asked, softly supporting Foggy while he sat up all the way. "It's okay," Foggy answered, unconvincingly. "It's more the stupid dizziness." "Want me to get your cane?" Matt asked gently, softly tracing his hand along Foggy's back until he was sure his partner could stay upright on his own, at least for a moment. "Can you help me?" Foggy asked, biting his lip and digging his fingernails into the fabric of the couch. "I just want to go back to sleep." "Yeah, of course." Matt smiled, brushing Foggy's leg before getting up and holding out his hand. "Come here, my love." "I ain't much of a husband," Foggy muttered, pushing himself off the couch with the hand not holding onto Matt, and immediately started swaying. But Matt's free hand was on his waist just as quickly. Matt's arm wrapped around Foggy's waist, holding him tight and steady. "It's okay. I'm here," Matt muttered, waiting until Foggy gave him a signal that he could keep his own balance. They slowly made their way through the living room and to the main bedroom on the other end of the hall. In their bedroom, Matt waited until Foggy was settled almost in the middle of the bed, then quickly changed out of the rest of his suit and into one of Foggy's old, worn shirts. "I'll get some water and a snack. Check on the kids," Matt told him, leaning down for a quick kiss. "Then I'm all yours, baby." Foggy was lying on the bed, staring up at the ceiling and trying to decide if doing so was worse than closing his eyes and risking drifting back into sleep before Matt was back. He tried to focus on the sounds he could hear around him to keep himself awake. Through the open doors, he could hear the quiet music Jackie liked to listen to while falling asleep. Even quieter than that, the sounds of Matt making himself a late-night snack. He had had dinner at the office, but he usually liked to have a snack before bed when he came home this late, and the general noise of the city. Just as listening was starting not to be enough anymore, Matt's near-silent footsteps on the hardwood floor were coming closer. He was moving confidently around the familiar space. Even their worry that the kids leaving their toys around would be a problem had turned out to be mostly unwarranted, especially now that they were getting older, and easily placed a plate of something on his nightstand before climbing under the covers to join Foggy. "Hey, my love," Matt muttered, carefully tangling his leg with Foggy's and brushing a kiss onto his jaw. "Tell me what you need, baby." "What you make?" Foggy asked. It had, as so often, turned out that keeping his eyes closed was the smarter decision, even if it rapidly made him feel even more sleepy. "A sandwich and some extra veggies," Matt hummed. "I'm willing to share with my gorgeous husband in exchange for some cuddles." Foggy scoffed softly. "You probably wouldn't call me gorgeous right now if you could actually see me," he muttered. "You shouldn't be this nice to me. Not after..." Matt cut him off with a soft kiss. "You're a good dad, Foggy," Matt told him for probably the thousandth time. "You did what you could tonight. You prioritized that they're happy, that they're busy with something that is unlikely to turn out dangerous, and that they're fed, while also giving your body the rest you need." He kissed Foggy again. "I'm sorry that I couldn't be home sooner. I noticed that you're not doing well this morning." "I'm sorry, Foggy. I am lucky and very grateful to have you as my husband and as the parent of our children." Foggy could feel tears gathering in his eyes. The world was still spinning around him, even lying down in their bed, with with Matt as a steady and grounding presence by his side. His body, all his muscles, bones, and joints, was hurting. He felt impossibly heavy and exhausted. I'll take Jackie to her art class and Georgie to speech therapy tomorrow morning, and on the way back, we'll pick up pancakes from the place you like, Matt promised. And maybe Sunday afternoon, Clint and Bucky can watch the kids for a playdate with Jamie and Stevie for a couple of hours. He softly pushed his hand under Froggy's shirt, tracing patterns over his skin. Either way, we'll take it slow and listen to what your body needs. We can do this. We always have, and we always will. Love you, Froggy muttered. He forced his eyes open to look up at his partner. Matt didn't, couldn't look back, but he was smiling brightly, almost as if he could sense the difference. I love you too, Froggy, Matt told him again. I've never once regretted the decision to start a family with you, my love, not even on the worst days, because I know I can count on you to keep the kids safe in the best way you can on any given day.